Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. Today, I am honored to bring to you 10 amazing co-authors of Radical Women, Woman. I am going to go ahead and just say that I welcome you all on. I know that this show is going to be a phenomenal show. I can't wait to hear what you all have to bring. And we are going to start with Dr. Anu Beni. Dr. Anu Beni, welcome to the show. If you are here, this is your time. Okay, we're going to go to Sade Vera.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. Well, my name is Sade Vera. Like you just said, I am a believer, I'm a wife, a mom, I'm a best-selling author to Radical Woman, One in a Million, also to a children's book called She Is and a journal called I Am. And my story is called From Instability to Stability in Radical Woman.
Okay, that is awesome. Is there any way you can share a little bit more about your chapter of Radical Women?
Yes, of course. So I guess to sum it up, my chapter is about how as a child I lived in a very unstable environment, and I lived a very unstable life, which in turn went internally. So I went throughout my life living in chaos and instability and learning to navigate through that into becoming a stable woman by implementing a lot of things that I implemented that I put in the book, such as forgiveness, gratitude, to becoming a stable woman, a stable mom, a stable wife, and a stable overall person.
That is awesome. And how can the audience connect with you? How can they purchase a copy of the book?
They can purchase a copy of a book from my website. It's www.sadevera.com.
Well, thank you
so much. As well as on Amazon.
Okay, thank you so much, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I will be touching on that before the show wraps up again, how our listening audience can connect, okay?
Okay.
So now I have Joycelyn Glover Ellison. All right. We're moving on, and I'm going to see if Monique McKay is available.
Yes, hi, good morning. I'm here.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, it's an honor to have you here. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying thank you. Thank you for hosting me on your show. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm excited to have you. So can you tell our listening audience more about you?
Yes, yeah, so my name is Monique. I'm Monique Elizabeth McKay, and I'm a registered nurse of many years, and I also have two children in college. And so my part of the anthology was saying, it was actually just saying yes to myself last year, and my chapter is called Still Feeling Markdown. So it discussed about being born with a birth abnormality and having a distorted perception of life and, you know, having that, I guess, carrying that feeling with me throughout most of my life because I got the birth abnormality resolved at age 23, but the feelings of low self-esteem and low self-confidence and insecurities continued until, you know, last year when I eventually just said I needed, I guess COVID became like a catalyst to me and I realized I needed to change something. So I said yes to myself, decided to, you know, just write, pray, and release in this book. And that's what I did. And, you know, I'm hoping it will help other women to overcome their insecurities and their low self-esteem. And
absolutely.
And so my website is uniquepathwellness.com, but I'm also on Amazon.
Okay, and can you please repeat that one more time?
Oh, okay, yes. It's uniquepathwellness.com.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to be asking for Nadria, and if I'm pronouncing it wrong, you can please pronounce it the right way, but Nadria Williams.
Good morning, and yes, it's Nadria. Thank you
good
for
morning,
having me this
Nadria.
Morning.
You're welcome.
So I am a best-selling author, a minister, wife, mother, and healing and transformational coach. My chapter in, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you can tell us a little bit more about your chapter.
Okay. So my chapter in Radical Woman is called Whatever Happened to a Dream Deserved, and not deferred, but deserved. And basically I'm talking about how I grew up feeling rejected, hopeless, and I dealt with abuse and trauma and how I overcame that. And throughout that process growing up, I always had dreams, but, you know, because of my experiences, I didn't always feel like I could reach them. So I'm teaching in the book how you can overcome those experiences that you have that are negative and demand what you deserve out of life.
That is amazing. How can our listening audience connect with you?
So the audience can connect with me through my website. The book is there, along with my other best-selling book, Manifest, Believe, Receive. And my website is revitalizedhopeandhealing.com. Also, the book is on Amazon.
Thank you so much, and welcome.
Thank
I'm going
you.
To be asking. You're welcome. I'm going to be asking for Rocky Campbell.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Rocky Campbell. Well, it's Raquel Campbell. Most of people know me as Rocky Campbell. I am a licensed hairstylist. I'm a best-selling author. I'm the founder of Rouge Essential Hair and Skincare Oils. And I also am the founder of the Red Room blog. The title of my book is called Domestic Violence and Self-Healing, out of Radical Women, One in a Million. And the book basically talks about I was a woman who had been in a physical, mental, and verbally abusive relationship and how I overcame becoming a bold, confident woman who truly loves herself. And I want this book is basically based or it's I wrote it for young ladies the age of 20 and up basically who have experiences or who are experiencing this and don't know how to overcome and they feel like they're less than a woman. It's truly a story, I think an empowering story to encourage women to know that you don't always have to be a victim. And so I'm pretty excited about that. And how you can actually purchase the book, you can purchase it through Amazon. You can also go to my link on Instagram or Facebook where the Red Room blog and my website, intotheredroom.com, there is a link on there also to purchase the book.
Thank you so much. This is amazing. Powerful women. Okay, I'm going to be asking for Rita Bryant. You're welcome.
Greetings. My name is Rita Bryant. I am a woman of faith, an educator, a mentor, and a confidant. I am also blessed to be one of the amazing authors of the number one best-selling book, Radical Women, One in a Million. My chapter in the book is entitled The Miscarriage Journey. I myself suffered multiple miscarriages. And that's something that many women are ashamed to admit, and it's basically a secret. It's not heavily discussed in most communities. So I share my journey and what I went through and how I came out on the other side and able to give myself a voice and other women that at the time may not have the strength to share their story about having a miscarriage and suffering that loss. You can find me on, you can find the book on my website, Lova Enterprises, that's L-L-O-V-A, enterprises.com, and you can also find it on Amazon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Rochelle Merriweather.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I am Rochelle Merriweather. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. Like I said, I am a mommy and a best-selling author. I am so happy to be here. My amazing co-authors shared fantastic stories. My chapter is actually called Little Girl Lost, and it is about my journey through being abandoned pregnant at the age of 30 and how I overcame the feelings of being abandoned, low self-esteem, just low self-worth, and how I overcame so that I can now be a best-selling author, business owner, mentor to others. And I wrote this story for women, the woman who, you know, finds herself in a situation that she definitely didn't plan for, but she learns to adapt and forgive and reach a spiritual place of peace and harmony in her life.
Thank you so much. And how can the audience connect with you?
Sure. So my website is RochelleMerriweather.com. And also on Facebook, I am author Rochelle, and that's on Instagram.
And
that's how they can reach me.
Thank you so, so much. Now I'm going to, you're welcome, Samantha Johnson Ote.
Yes, hello, good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well, doing well.
Good, good. Hello, everyone. My name is Samantha Johnson Ote. I am a mother of two beautiful daughters. I am married. I've been married to my husband for over 20 years. And I am so happy and appreciative to share this platform with, as a number one best-selling author of Radical Women, One in a Million, with these other beautiful co-hosts or co-authors of mine, and I'm so grateful for that. My story, my chapter in the book is called Finding My Voice Amidst the Shame. And I talk about how I overcame losing my voice or not really coming to terms with how I chose to live my life, being a young mother, having different issues in life that kind of hindered my path to where society saw it as maybe not the most conventional way to do things. And I kind of let that build shame, and it hindered a lot of my progress to where I felt like I couldn't encourage others or move on and do certain things in my life because I wasn't at a certain status, or I had to, I wasn't living that quote-unquote perfect life that everyone was expecting. So I feel like I healed myself by finding my voice and walking in my purpose, and I no longer feel that my value is based on others' definitions of my success. I stopped allowing others to create the narrative of what my success should look like in order to fit in or make others comfortable. So, and with this anthology, I feel like I literally took the pen back and defined the value and defined my value and success for myself. And while conditionally loving myself past the shame and pain. And then you can find me at on my landing page is bit.ly/author Samantha. And my first name is spelled S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A. You can also find me on Facebook at Samantha Johnson Otey, on Instagram at S-R-J-O-T-E-Y, and on Instagram under mid_week, W-E-E-K, motivation/.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Oh, you're absolutely welcome. I am, always honored to have you all on. I know that each and every last one of you all will be great and touch the world. So I am asking for Tahisha Patterson. And if I did not pronounce it right, I apologize. Okay, Tahisha Patterson. All right, so I'm going to ask, one second, let's see here. Is Tahisha Patterson available? Okay, I'm going to ask for Dr. Anu Benny. All right, so I am going to go ahead and see if we have Ayana available.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much, Queen, for having all of us on your show. Thank you for always welcoming me back. It's always a pleasure.
You are so welcome, and it's an honor to have you all on the show as well. Phenomenal women. And so I'm grateful to have you, and I would like for you to give, who you are again for those who may be new to us, and any last or final thoughts or anything you would like to ask the authors that are here today.
Yes. Thank you so much. I am Ayana Mills Ambrose, and I'm the visionary and compiler of Radical Woman, One in a Million. And I am really happy to be on this journey with these amazing authors. Their stories are all amazing success stories of overcoming after hardships and difficult times. And there are stories that so many go through, but we don't get to hear about them because of shame and sadness and secrets. So I'm happy that they were all willing to press past the pain and press past any feelings that could have held them back from sharing their truth, because we overcome by the blood and the word of our testimony. So I'm happy that they're helping other people to achieve the things that they have after their own personal trauma. So thank you to all the ladies who shared their stories and their testimonies. I appreciate it, and I know that they are going to benefit so many people. I do these anthologies because my transformation is going from being a silent child to a published best-selling author of many books, which means I broke my silence. And I enjoy helping other women to break the silence as well, because we're so powerful as women. We have so much in us. But life is not easy. We go through difficult times. And when we are able to really put down our message on paper and get out of our head, we accomplish something, we become an author, we feel great about ourselves. And then that pushes us to keep on promoting our, successes and our triumphs and the things that we've been through to help other people. So that's what it's about. It's about using your past experiences to help other people where they currently are today and to prevent people from going through the pain that we went through. So I'm just very grateful. That is who I am and why I do this. My company is called Thanks a Mills, and I can be reached at Thanks and Mills, all things Thanks and Mills, Instagram, Facebook, and thanksandmills.com. What I want to ask the authors is, how do they feel now that they've broken that silence? I love what Samantha said. I wish I wrote it down, but she said she feel like she took the pen back, you know, and I just love it. So
yeah.
I would like to know how they feel after sharing their stories.
Thank you, Ayana. I appreciate that.
So what we're going to go and do now is, as Ayana asks each author this question, you all can just go ahead, and Samantha, you will be first. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Again, thank you so much, Ayana, for that. I really do feel like I literally took the pen back and decided to write my own narrative, and it's I found my voice years ago, back when I had, like, over 20 years ago when I had my first daughter. So coming to, like, having everything come to fruition to where I actually tell my story, my transformation, has been such a relief. I remember turning in the project, and I just, oh, my gosh. It was like a ball of nerves, excitement, and everything on top of that, to where I felt like, okay, finally, this can empower other women and just people in general who've always felt like the underdog, or to say the underdog when it comes to what society holds you at that standard, that no, you're capable of getting there. It might not be in the way that others are quote-unquote typically able to get there, but you're going to get there in your own way. You just have to have that faith. You have to be confident in yourself. And you write your own narrative. So that's what I feel like I did, and it felt amazing, amazing.
Thank you so much. Next author.
I don't feel ashamed anymore. And for me, that is huge. This is Rochelle. I don't feel ashamed, and that is something that was instilled in me, shame, you know, from parents growing up. So it runs really deep for me. That's where I initially felt like I was the oldest, and so a lot of responsibility was always placed on me, and if something went wrong, I was the first to be blamed. And so when I became pregnant and it wasn't accepted as I had hoped, you know, my first response, knee-jerk reaction, was to feel tremendous shame. And writing my story and sharing it with, you know, the world, for the first time, I mean it's been a minute that I've had more, you know, some of the confidence, but, like, now I feel like I can go and finally accept what it is and get what I deserve out of life, just even more so. And I pray that it has that impact on other women who have experienced something similar, or, you know, of course, going through the journey themselves with their experiences. So that's how I feel.
Thank you so much, Rochelle. Next author.
Hi, I'm Rocky, and for me, this has been even more empowering. I think before I even started writing, I had already started the process of actually overcoming, and it's, even though it's been some years, I've had so much time to go through everything mentally and seek help and everything, but even to this day, I still have had, well, not this day, but prior to writing the book, I still had emotions that I hadn't really dealt with. And I feel like writing the book really allowed me to overcome even more, to grow, just having to deal with it all over again, to face it all over again, it really gave me even more strength. And it made me look at myself as though you really have made it. You have made it. You're stronger than what you thought you were. And then when I look back at, like, even some of the prior to the pandemic, I was going into some schools and having conversations to some of the young ladies, knowing that I was able to speak to them, encourage them, uplift them, just from the knowledge that I gained from what I went through, it just really made me feel even more empowered, like even prior to the book. But the book just did a lot for me. I had so many emotions. I was angry. I was happy sometimes. I was excited. I went through all these emotions. And then once it was all done, it was like a breath of fresh air. And I was like, I did it. I did it. I'm here. I finally made it to where I needed to be mentally, spiritually. And so the book has been phenomenal for me. And I just feel like this book, with all of us collabing, can really reach a lot of women and do a lot of positive in people's lives.
Thank you so much. Next author.
This is Rita Bryant, The Miscarriage Journey. I feel like I'm a powerful vessel because of the shame and the secrecy that goes along with miscarriages. I can truly stand strong and say that I am a mother of one child and seven angels. And I hope and pray that my words give other women power to be okay with processing the grief and the loss of a miscarriage and to own their children, because they'll always be with you. So for me, I just feel like a vessel. I'm giving others a voice where they no longer had it. And I'm just thankful for the opportunity, along with the other authors, to share such powerful stories that will change lives with really just a few words. Thank you.
Thank you. Next author.
This is Nydreya. I feel like I'm finally walking in authority. This opportunity came at a time where I was in the process of going through my healing journey, kind of in isolation and having a lot of revelations. So this kind of like completed a big piece of it, and it was tough. Like I was stuck for a moment in the writing process because I was busy thinking about others. And, you know, those others are the ones that hurt me. So I was able to finally release that and let go and, you know, put myself first, because ultimately, you know, the legacy is about the future, and the future is the people that we're trying to help. So, you know, I had to let go of the initial thought about the people that I was going to hurt about, you know, with telling my story. But think about who I'm trying to reach and who we are all trying to reach and help. So, you know, I'm finally free. Like, I feel like I'm finally free and I'm able to walk in my authority, and it feels great.
Thank you so much. Very powerful words. The next author.
This is Monique. So for me, God definitely was the motivator. Since, you know, He was constantly encouraging me through the years that He hasn't given me a spirit of fear, and I need to start living the full version of myself and stop feeling marked down. But I just kept kind of ignoring that voice and continued to just live a regular life until the pandemic created such chaos, and just seeing the amount of destruction and pain that it caused, I realized that I no longer could continue living like that. And so I decided to just take the step of becoming an author, because there was a targeted group of women who needed to hear, you know, the stories that are in this book and how other people have gone ahead and, you know, have overcome. And so even although to me my story probably seemed insignificant, I realized that there are people out there that could definitely benefit, and, you know, definitely with the different stories it would encourage them to start living their 2.0 versions of their lives. So God, I would say, is the motivator. Thank you.
Thank you. Next author.
Okay, have we spoken with every author?
Oh, no. Hi, this is Sade Vera. I didn't go yet.
Hello.
Hello again. So I just wanted to say this is very exciting for me to have been a part of this. I've never wrote about my personal life or experiences and journey, so this was a very vulnerable moment for me to be able to put these things on paper. I wrote a children's book to encourage and empower girls, but I never thought I would include my own story, and what I was doing. And I feel like this story gave me more ground to stand on. Not only, you know, can I continue to help girls, but now I can help women, and they can relate to me, and they can see my testimony, and that I have been through things as well, and see that I am overcoming these things still, and that I'm working towards a better me. So I feel really excited to have been able to be a part of this. I was really, really nervous at first, especially on what exactly to say, how much to share, who exactly to add in my story, not to offend people, but I feel like I wrote it in a way that was very honest and truthful and not harmful to people while still being very transparent. And I've just never felt this type of freedom putting my story out there before. And I really do think that along with all the other women, that it is going to help so many people. And it gave us a chance to just be vulnerable with people and with ourselves. And it's just such an exciting thing. So I'm really excited about this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have we spoken with all of the authors to ask? Answer the question Ayana had asked. All right, so we do have an author who is with us, and it's Dr. Anu Benny, and I would like to give her the opportunity to introduce herself, tell us a little bit about your chapter of the book, and then contact information on how our listeners will be able to connect with you and also purchase the book. So we welcome you. Anu Benny.
There may be an issue because she's in another country. She's in India. So it's possible that we can't hear her. So maybe we'll just save her for next time.
Yes, that is perfect. And I would love for her to come on. So if we have to do a Zoom with her, we will do that so that she can be in attendance. I again want to thank each and every last one of you all for coming on. And just Ayana, you know, for bringing your phenomenal women, co-authors, internationally best-selling authors to Selfless Love. Here on Selfless Love, we welcome you. We are a platform devoted for inspiring and empowering women and young women. We have a lot of young women guests and also listeners as well. So just know that this is a global platform, so there's a lot of people who will be hearing what you all have to say. And also, you know, I just want to take the opportunity to pray for each and every last one of us, because that's what I do on the Selfless Love Talk Show. So if there's nobody, I'm going to give the opportunity. If there's anyone that would like to ask a question to any of our authors, you may do that now. Okay, so I am going to go ahead and do a closing prayer. Again, I welcome you all on. It was a pleasure having you on the show. And Heavenly Father, I just come to you right now just thanking you for the opportunity to have these co-authors on the show. I ask that you will continue to cover them, direct their paths, and give them any and everything that you know that they need. Only you know what their true needs are. And they're going out and they're being a voice and trying to help others, Lord, so that they won't have to go through what we have been through. So I just ask you to continue to protect them, provide for them, and give them healing, comfort, strength, and all that they need, and everyone connected to them. Bless their homes, their children, their marriages, their families, and their coming and their going. I pray for all of my listeners as well, that they be touched and they be provided for and protected as well. So I thank you all for coming on the Selfless Love Show. It is in Jesus' name that I have prayed. Everyone have an amazing day and an amazing weekend. Stay safe. And thank you all.
Thank you.
And bye now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.